Hey, y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Here we go.
Shut up and sit down.
Would you cut?
Please welcome your host for tonight's podcast.
Still not sure about that part. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 377 of your Overseas Connection podcast, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. You can make up whatever you want for that acronym at this point. Typically speaking, it is for mature gamers, though, people over 18 that can buy their own alcohol and that like gaming with like minds. Joining me tonight, similarly of like minds, we have Mr. Mark Wright.
Hello, Greg. Hello, everyone. Mechanics here on Xbox Live, PSN, Steams, and Twitters. M-A-R-K-A-N-I-X. How's it going?
It's going well, Mark. Good. It's going well.
Have you recovered from last night?
I fully recovered from last night. I'm happy to be on the show tonight. I think we're going to have fun. I know there is that E3 post-lull hangover, not a lot happening in the video game news world. There's, you know, some new games coming out, not a ton, but we'll try and make some kind of show, scrabble something together for you. Scrabbling might be the best way to phrase it, too. Also on the show this week, she's been quiet so far, Miss Nicole Radowski.
Hey. Apparently you're quiet too, according to the chat. They can't hear you.
They can't hear me. Well, no. That would be a very bad thing. Hopefully they can hear me now. Can they hear me now?
Can the shutters hear Greg now? There is a delay, so we'll have to wait. We'll have to sit here. We don't want dead air, though, so...
No, we don't want dead air. That would be a bad thing. So, Nicole, how are you doing, my dear?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good, good. Well, that is a very positive thing. And last but certainly not least, we have Mr. Robin Tate.
Hey, everybody. Good evening. Robin here, Bongo the Sane in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. How are you all doing? Yeah, I'm good. Greg? Yeah, good to be on the show.
Yeah, I think we're good. I see now why my microphone does not appear to be picking up. Hang on. Yeah. That would be a problem. No wonder they can't hear me.
Mm. That would be it.
Sort your shit out, Greg.
apparently. Tyrant. I know. Tyrant.
Tyrant tank top. Tyrant.
I know nothing about that. I have no idea where that came from.
All right, let's see.
Doodle doodle doo. So I'm having some whiskey right now, some single malt Irish whiskey, freshly opened bottle. I noticed that my firm gave me it, and I never remember that, and it must be at least, it was 10-year-old malt. So as I say, it must be about 20-year-old malt night, and it is yummy. Drop of ice.
So here's the problem.
Holidays are almost upon me.
I don't know how to fix the problem with my microphone right now.
Right.
OBS, for some reason, it's not picking up my mic.
So you have a tank top on today, Greg?
I do have a tank top.
Do you just do it for the show, or what? What is it? You know, is it?
No, it's called 100 degrees out.
Oh wow! I got messages today from friends in that they were in New York for a week, and we're meeting in Orlando, and they've just arrived in Orlando, and they're saying they're melting. So us little Northern Ireland folk won't be used to that temperature. So what the hell?
My neighbour has got the heating on tonight. Believe it or not.
Oh, we had the heating on today because it's
been windy, raining, and cold. Typical July. So welcome to England.
All right.
Do you need someone to carry your bags when you go, Robin? I'll do it free.
He might.
Oh, now we can't hear much from Robin.
So, I mean, heading off on Monday, trying to get everything fixed and sorted and organized. So I was out today. The rabbits had to get cleaned and sorted, and the chickens had to get sorted and cleaned. And Judith was away all day today with some of the kids, and I had a couple of them. And it rained, it bucketed, you know, really, really heavy all morning. All right.
Real quick, so I'm going to stop you guys here. We're going to stop the stream. We're going to start it again. So let everybody know, because they can't hear me. I have to stop the stream.
Right.
Oh. are back on, and microphones working now, thankfully. Sorry about that, everybody.
Yeah. So, look, as I was saying, just trying to get all cleared up for our holidays. And we tried to go outside today, and it was a bloody nightmare because we went outside, and Glenn, with me, and the rain started again, so we went back in.
Okay.
There went back out again. And Tim, you know, it's just a nightmare. It's the rain is just awful. It's cold and rotten. It's disgusting. It's like 11 degrees. So.
The rain is not disgusting.
Oh, when it's cold and like pins, it is.
Hmm.
Yeah. But we got all that done. So, yeah. Cases are packed. We're almost ready. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait.
Okay. All right. We have audio, I guess, kind of sorted, although I'm almost starting to hear some kind of background noises going on.
Puppy.
This is just going to be one of those shows, everybody. At this point, I can promise nothing other than the fact that my name is Greg DeLacy. My gamer tag is Murphy's Law. You can find me on Twitter at @OC_Murphy's Law.
We are back on.
And... Oh, someone's got their audio on.
Yes, and this is the way the show is going to go.
I blame True Skills Gaming.
I'm going to say this sounds like a True Skills podcast.
It actually is reminiscent of kind of how yesterday.
Sorry, guys, I'm only joking. Or I'm not.
All right.
Yo, well, Parsnips in the chat.
Ah, Dorian, yeah. Welcome back to the living, my friend. Welcome back. All right, let's talk about
what happened
yesterday.
Puppy.
All right, let's talk about yesterday.
Yes.
We had our gaming challenge against the True Skill Boys, which I believe a few of them are in the chat right now.
Are they boys?
well, they're not men, are they?
No, definitely not. No. It's a real strange setup because, I mean, there are young boys and then there's Step J. You know, what is going on there? I mean, is he like grooming those boys?
Is the daddy of the group, isn't it?
See, they're not denying it.
I know. They're not going to deny it. All right. So let's set the stage for anybody that doesn't know. We have a competition that we have arranged between our podcast and the True Skills podcast. And we established that we were going to be playing three different games, Forza 6, Rocket League, and Halo 5. So our thought process on our end, in terms of a strategy side of it, we were thinking, okay, Forza, we probably have our best shot of beating the True Skill Boys at, but also Rocket League. There was some confidence for some strange reason that we thought this could be confidence. Yeah, this could be potentially where we might be able to sneak out a win. And Halo 5, that was where I think the least amount of confidence was being shown from the team. From a Forza perspective, it didn't necessarily go as well as we anticipated, but we did eke out what is now being called a win for our team.
Just.
We did just win. You know, I had said from the get-go that damage should be on. Man, I wish I did not say damage should be on.
Well, me and Robin tried to warn you about the damage.
Tank top won the day.
Yep. Although my decision for a wet track turned out to be a good one. I think that that helped us out more than hurt us. But needless to say, the driving skills that were put on display were not the highest quality. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, apart from Robin's.
Yeah, Robin was pretty darn good.
I'm all right. You know, yeah, it was one of those things, I think, that if you can't beat them, wreck them. it was good fun. Do you know what? There was a few kamikaze maneuvers on me, which was all fair and love and war, I suppose. And then we even took ourselves out. It was class. I was there watching you. I think the very last race, I held back and let these two guys get in front of me, And I was guarding the back door and right. slowing the guys down and sort of, you know, making it hard to get past. And right. these two guys just take each other out.
It was team racing at its finest.
It was just like, oh, God, this is funny. A disaster. But, and it was like, then Greg was, drive, Robin, just drive.
I've been right on the finish line. McCown is
I did not know what happened there, Robin. So of course I'm saying, just drive. Just drive. And apparently you just got T-boned.
Yeah. I think I was T-boned with about 2 inches to the line. Yeah. But yeah, no, that didn't matter because
and the funniest thing, in the lobby afterwards, Robin says, "Oh yeah, I'm sure he didn't mean it." And then he turns around and says, "Well, maybe I did a little bit."
Yeah, what the hell? Doesn't matter, because I mean, you've got your asses kicked otherwise.
Now, you know, the way laugh. I look at it, yeah. So, I mean, when it comes to racing, there is a degree of, you know, when you're team racing, there's going to be some nudging, there's going to be some blocking. That's kind of part of it, but you do have to be going in the actual direction of the race. I think that is a piece of criteria that needs to be in there.
I think just listening to everybody was more fun than the actual race, and I thought it was just a scream from start to finish. It was just a right laugh.
Yeah, so we had pit stops in these races, and this pit stop is usually way before the start line. And it's usually a good idea that if you wreck yourself on the first corner, that you actually have to do the lap. You don't drive down the circuit for half a mile to get back into the pits again. But that seemed acceptable. Anyway, God bless them.
Yes, yeah.
There was shouting or quoting going on about, this is not about sports personality of the year. Sportsmanship doesn't come into it. So, yeah, we're on different planes. Step J, get your children in order.
Now, speaking of being on different planes, after Forza, we went and played some Rocket League.
No, we didn't play Rocket League.
No. Well, we watched the other team play Rocket League.
I will say on my screen I was showing Rocket League. I originally hadn't planned on playing Rocket League. I want that to be known. But the fourth person was not able to meet up and join up for our team, so I jumped into Rocket League. I am the last person you want playing Rocket League for your team. Apparently
the first person you want to play Forza.
Well. You know what I was going to say? You did warn us. It was all in good fun. It doesn't matter. And in Rocket League, I think it needs to be said that the True Skill guys, they weren't all that really impressive. I mean, they just eked out the win against us. I mean, if anybody were to go back and look at the tape, oh, I'm sorry, that's right. We don't have any recording of
it. It was really close, Rocket wasn't it, Greg? League, but it really was really close. Yeah,
it was down to the wire.
Yeah,
Mark, you were the exceptional player on our team, the high goal scorer on the entire team. That being said, we did lose the Rocket League portion of the challenge.
Only just.
Yeah. So it was close, but we did unfortunately lose that. So now it's going to be coming down to Halo. There's some concern. there's a little bit of concern. I think probably the most damning thing in my eyes was the confidence level we had for Rocket League going into that match, and realizing that confidence might have been a slightly misplaced. Yeah.
They did play well as a team. They had good teamwork skills. They knew what each of us roles were, whereas we were all over the place. Kim had some sort of like special magnets on her car, which were attracted to my car. because she kept bumping into me every time. So every 2 minutes, Kim was, sorry. Oh, it was funny. So
I'm just seeing the results.
Don't put the results in there, Carnage. Don't put the results in. It was closer than that.
7-0.
That gives a false image, does that?
See, these are completely false. Completely false. I believe there was never an 8-0. Maybe
it
a 6-0.
Sounds like the first round in Wimbledon when a wild card goes against the number one seed.
Yeah. So, like I said, there's no video evidence of this. So, as far as we're concerned, the numbers that Carnage is putting up are completely inaccurate. It was more like 3-1, 4-3.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was in the chat.
anyway. All right. Yeah. So. To be perfectly honest, I really kind of figured we were in a lot of trouble when as soon as kickoff happened. One, did they score a goal off kickoff on the first one?
I think they scored a goal at every kickoff.
Well, I mean, but literally off kickoff,
within like 15 seconds, I think we were 2 or 3 nil up.
Yeah, and furthermore. Just taking a step back, as soon as the game started and I heard, I've got back. Yeah. And that wasn't coming from our team. That was coming from the other team. And it told me immediately, they're organized.
There were less casualties in the Battle of the Somme, I think.
Yeah. It was rough. Mm. It was rough. But, hats off to them. Yeah. They were fantastic on Rocket League. And we played some mixed matches after that, had a lot of fun once we balanced the teams out and got some of their bad players to, play on the other side. And we put our better players and, helped them out. So it was all good.
So for Soul Brother in the chat, just to explain what was going on, if you missed the start of it, we're doing a cross-podcast challenge, Soul Brother, and we are showing the True Skills Games guys how to do it. So we have to show them all levels of that, how to do it right.
Winning and losing.
Wrong. Yeah. So it's an education thing for these younger people.
Absolutely.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Well, it's coming one old now, isn't it? It all rides on Halo.
It does all ride on Halo.
And we've got a week to practice, guys, and we need to practice. Nicole needs to teach us the ways of a Halo. Yes,
we will go a week without playing Halo. all right. So we have that to look forward to. And I think this may go on past this challenge. I think we had a lot of fun with this, so I think maybe there will be a return of this podcast challenge between us and True Skills, and who knows, maybe we bring in some other podcasts into the mix.
Yeah, who could we beat? Who's not going anymore? Who only has one person? Right?
Couch Mercenaries.
Yeah. We'll play there. You go. We will battle the Couch Mercenaries next, and then obviously we'll clean the slate there. All right, let's talk about some games we've been playing this past week. Obviously Forza 6 and Rocket League were top of mind, but we have been playing some other games, or at least I believe we have. Nicole, I need to bring this over to you first and foremost because you had wanted to be on the podcast last weekend to talk about Minecraft in particular, but that didn't happen. And so let's talk about this. What's going on there? And also in terms of the server issues.
So right now we have a free month for Minecraft Realms, and we're going to be doing the pay for. It is in beta, so I have to remind myself continuously it's in beta because the server likes to reset a lot.
Yeah, too often.
So we come back after a few days of building our little hearts out, and half of Mark's house is completely gone, like cut straight in half. Perfect half. All the grass is back. All the trees are back. All the dirt's back. Everything's back. And then my son's Clash of Clans styled mine, half of that's gone. The top half of my daughter's house, don't know how that happened, just the top half. The bottom half was still there.
Okay.
And we were my entire house. That was the substation because it was the spawn point, and I made a house out of dark oak trees, and we were using that as our hub, as you will, for everybody who spawns, and they can get some stuff and go find their own way. All gone, except for one wall, one door,
one chest,
one bed, one little window. It was hilarious.
Okay.
So we recovered. And a few days later, back half of my castle's gone. All that work, totally gone.
The back half of your castle, gone.
Yes.
Like, how does that happen?
They reset the server, so all the dirt's back, all the bricks are gone.
They're in like chunks of so many blocks, and it looks like a full chunk has been reset. So
interesting.
Anything in that chunk has gone.
Yeah. So anything you had in there, like our chest, because we had the chest with the lapis and the diamonds and the ore and whatever, all gone. All that work gone. All those hours gone in a blink. Which, we're having fun, so,
right.
You know, we're not minding at all. I mean, Gary's lost part of his stuff that's Amorous from...
the Gamesman.
Thank you. I'm thinking of the letters, and I'm like, oh my gosh, all I can think of is the letters, sorry. And his wife, Courtney, is with us. Duke Scath's on there. And he really shamed every one of us. Did he not?
Shamed you all.
2 days, and he has got the house. I mean, it is an amazing house. And he even has purple wool. Bastard dyed sheep purple.
Yeah,
so, but the rest of us are still trying to build. I have an entire village, but I still don't feel like I did anything compared to his house. His house is fantastic.
So at the moment, the Realms is only on Windows 10 and Minecraft Pocket Edition on iOS and Android. We went with the Windows 10 version rather than the old Java version, simply because... eventually, when the Xbox One version is Realms compatible, then that will obviously be the Windows 10 version, and we all want to jump on the Xbox version, obviously, because we've all got it on the Xbox One. So it's just a waiting game now for Mojang to release Realms on the Xbox One. But if people have got it on Windows 10, they can start joining us now, can't they, Nicole? I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't have more than 10 people plus myself on at a time, but it's up to 200 people can be on the realm.
And very like cool. Said,
we've got it. We're already mapping out little pathways to people's houses and trying to get each other to help out and, you know, giving
little things, breadcrumbs.
Whatever anybody needs, we're trying to take care of. And it's been really nice. So send me a friend request on Xbox if you're interested. It's Amaranth, AmahRanth on Xbox. And then I can, and a little message saying you want to join the realms, and I can add you to the realms.
Add to the realms. I like the way that sounds. All right. Awesome. Anything else you want to talk about, Nicole?
No, everything else is pretty well embarrassing. I'm good with Minecraft.
Fair enough. Robin, what about you? What would you like to discuss?
Yeah, well, I was a bit of a panic getting to the podcast tonight because I kept on looking at my watch going, I got to get this finished. Five more minutes. And... I've been playing backwards compatible Minecraft.
that was me last week, the Minecraft conference.
South Park Stick of Truth. And I did play this when it first came out. I bought it and I just didn't get on with it. And when it came backwards compatible and it was like £5 or £6, I went and bought it again. Mm-hmm. And I am having a ball with this game. What put me off at the beginning was the turn-based combat.
Okay.
And it's a simple turn-based combat, but it was just too advanced for me way back then. But this time it's clicked. And, God, I love the South Park cartoons. I always knew I was going to like this, but I'm just having a ball with it. And it surprised me. Okay, South Park cartoon, the humor, it's right up my butthole. And that is the level of the humor. You know, butthole humor, vomit humor.
Butthole humor for the win.
Very much, yeah. Too much about abortion clinics and everything else. It really, in fact, I just got an achievement tonight. It's called One Step Too Far. When you fart on you fart on a reanimated aborted fetus. It's just like, oh my God, these kids, they're really going this far.
Yeah, there's nothing they won't go. Yeah.
And the mission that I just completed is I had to climb into one of the gay chaps. He's like in chaps. He's very overtly gay with a flag cap. And he had a thermonuclear device up his rectum. Miniaturize myself and climb up into his rectum. And all the things that you find in the rectum is just unbelievable, from bowling balls, the sweet corn complete. it's just got really wacky. And yesterday I actually thought I was coming towards the end of the game. I thought, yeah, this is the final boss, this is it. And then it opened up into this whole massive thing again. So I believe I'm now, I didn't get it finished, I believe I'm at the final boss, I think, right now. Okay. It's brilliant. It really is good. I understand now why many people had this as game of the year.
Let me ask you, what is it this time versus the time before? Was it really just that very beginning stages of the turn-based strategy that you just couldn't get your hands around? Well, yeah, I mean, what is it now that really has turned that corner for you?
I really don't know. Maybe it was just talking at E3 about South Park, the next one coming out, and how excited people were for it. And again, they brought it all up, and then it came backwards compatible, and that's put me in the mood for it again, I suppose. I started talking about it, and I see Kyle Adams Adamski started playing it again there and just completed it this week. And I suppose that's encouraged me there as well. But yeah, no, it's very funny. The writing is superb. And it's a lot of game for a fiver or £6 if you haven't played it. And that South Park humor, if it's yours, go to it. But it's sorry, I just have to think of Fraser. Go into like a 8-bit, 16-bit mode that you have to go to Canada, and Canada turns into 16-bit. It's really funny. Everything's really good, South Park, and then it goes into crappy graphics into Canada. They really do rip the ass out of Canada. It's very, very, very funny.
As they should.
One of my favorite bits of what I've played, I've only played half of it, was the Underpant Gnomes, have to go through your mum and dad's bedroom.
Yeah. Did you get that achievement?
I don't know. I've got it on the PS3, so I'll have to check. I don't know.
Again, it's old now, but you know, there's an achievement there for watching your mum and dad doing the wild thing for 60 seconds.
So I have a question. I mean, this is an older game, but as I recall, the presentation on this game was such that it could really play any generation.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's
like the cartoons. Looks great. Yeah.
Right. It still looks great.
Okay.
And works really well. So, yeah, again, I've been extremely busy with work. As I say, I'm going on vacay on Monday, early hours of Monday or Tuesday morning. And I've been trying to fit in those 2 odd weeks that I'm away. I'm extremely busy. And the business doesn't stop for my holiday, unfortunately. So I'm just trying to fit everything in. So the only thing I've been playing this week is a bit of Forza with the Track Guys. And when I can, some South Park. And I'd like to try and get it finished before I go. So tomorrow I think I'm going to try and... Oh, my God, I've killed whatever, whoever, someone that fits with that sort of saying. Okay. So you know, yeah, that's the main thing that I've been doing this week. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Mark, what about on your end?
Well, apart from getting hooked again and getting addicted to Minecraft all over again, like we did on the 360 days, I'm even taking the iPad to work now, and when I've got a spare 5-10 minutes, I'm going on with the iPad to do a little bit on the realm. So it's got to that stage again. So
basically, if anybody is in and around where Marcanix does work on the ambulances, in and around that area, stand clear of those because they're probably not going to stop because the brakes are probably not finished on them.
Yeah. If I found a diamond, then that one ain't getting no brake pads fitted. But yeah, apart from the Minecraft, I've been playing a couple of games. Trials of a Blood Dragon. I've been pushing through that a little bit more. I'm quite near to the end now. I don't know how many levels there are. Robin will know his finishes. I think I've just started the Japanese Samurai levels. Is it level 20? Just started that one now.
Do you know, it's all a blur. Do you know what? There you go. That's why I wanted to play South Park's Stick of Truth.
Because of Trials. Because
that game's freaking
Trials of Blood Dragon.
No. That's why. Because that game's bloody crazy too.
Yeah. So yeah, Trials of Blood Dragon. For those who don't know, it's like a mashup between Trials Fusion or Trials HD and the Far Cry 3 spin-off Blood Dragon. Far Cry Blood Dragon. And it's just bonkers crazy. It's all like 80s, 90s style and sound and acting, colours and flashing colours, like a VHS tape, noise interference on the screen. But the gameplay is really cool. You've got the motorbike bits, what you had in Trials, but not as, like Robin said, not as frustrating in places. It can get quite hectic. But there's bits where you control a remote control car, but you're in like a big, a moon buggy type thing from like Mass Effect, that type. That's another like a Mako. Yeah. There's bits where you're on foot and you have to shoot people. And
I didn't think the bits on foot are all that great. I have to say.
It's not really that tight.
It's good fun, though.
Only 30 seconds or a minute long.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
So, yeah.
I know.
So, yeah, it's a good fun for the price and that. It's only cheap.
Sure.
£12 on the UK store. I think it's about $15 over the pond. So, yeah, it's worth a pickup. It's good fun. But the main game, what I've been playing this week, and a new game, which I got thanks to my brother across the pond buying this on release day, is Inside by the Play Dead people who did Limbo.
Ooh.
And you can definitely see the Limbo sort of like showing through the pedigree.
Well, it's almost the identical mechanics in terms of the control mechanics are very similar, although it doesn't feel as floaty as Limbo did.
No, but there's all the lighting in this. Like, Limbo was just like merely black and white. There's colour.
Right.
Bit of colour in this, some really good light and shading effects, especially under the water. Yeah. The water.
Oh my god!
Really,
the water is amazing. Yeah. I was really impressed with when you get to a bit where you go underwater. It took me a bit back because I did not. I just didn't expect it to look that good.
No. You see all the light for particles and the sort of like opacity of the water and that. It looks amazing.
Right.
How far have you got into it, Greg?
I'm a good couple hours in. Yeah. I don't want to talk any of these quote unquote story. Yeah. So we're not going to talk about that. I think we should mainly talk kind of mechanics to the game. It is Limbo in terms of, you know, you run and you have a jump button and then you have a, you know, grab pull button.
Yeah.
Activate. That's all you've got. The difference, I think, that I felt between this game and Limbo, you know, obviously it's not all black and white silhouetted. So there is color, a bit of color to it. Your character actually is like a defined person instead of just a black silhouette with a eye.
And you're still a young boy by the look of it as well.
It does look to be a young boy, yes. What I found interesting about this game is that in Limbo, pretty much everything happened on that 2D plane.
Yeah.
So your dangerous enemies, or, you know, like the spider, the infamous spider from Limbo, you know, it was on the same plane as you were, and it came down, and you saw it, you know, or maybe you didn't see it and then you got killed. But, you know, it all kind of happened right, you know, on that same plane. In this game, there are multiple times where something will happen in the background, in like a three-dimensional space to the game, that will at some point potentially impact you on your plane. Yeah. You're still limited to your 2D plane of running kind of back and forth and climbing on things, but there are objects in the distance. So very much kind of like, was it Shadow Complex?
Yeah.
How they had things off in the distance that could potentially impact you. And this uses that really, really well.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want to say it, but there were a couple of moments where I was just like, that's just great. And it wasn't great, but it was great.
Yeah. And just like in Limbo, it doesn't tell you anything. You just start the game and you have not got a clue what you're doing, where you've to go. Like the first time I used that head thing with the yellow dots on, I thought that was just to grab hold of and pull up, and then you stick your head in it and you do something with it. And that for a minute freaked me out a minute. And then I saw this, what it was doing and that, and I thought that was an amazing game mechanic.
Well, that gets complicated
later on.
Yeah. Well, when it happened, I actually was thrown back to Limbo, where in Limbo there were creatures if you got too close jumping, they sucked your head. Yeah. So
you lost control, but just went in one direction, didn't you, on Limbo?
Yep. So I thought that was going to be what was happening here, and it turns out not at all. And so anyway, there's some interesting tweaks and twists to what they did before. I really like this game in terms of the sense of danger. I feel it's better.
High voltage.
I don't know how to describe it other than
there's some gruesome death scenes.
There are some gruesome death scenes, but in terms of like in Limbo, you were just you were trekking along, and it seemed like kind of like this, you know, it was an adventure for this little boy, and you didn't quite know why you were on this adventure, but you know, there was never it was kind of more of a sense of exploration. As opposed to this, you know, at least from the onset, there is that sense of, you know, fight or flight, so to speak. And so it is dripping with atmosphere, and the story that unfolds is super interesting. But again, I'm not going to say anything. It is not a long game. So this is definitely something you could sit down for, you know, if you had a long afternoon, you could probably finish it. But it is worth playing, and for I don't think it's too much to ask. $20, it seems worth it to me.
And like in Limbo, there's some hidden collectibles, and some of them are quite interesting to get to. I've actually found about four or five of these now on my own. And then once I've completed the game, I'm obviously going to go back. And then if I struggle to find them, I might look at a few guides here and there, but for a few points. Yeah. But yeah. Some of them are really good. There's some vehicle elements in it. There's a water vehicle. Can I
ask a wee bit about it? I mean, how does it compare with Limbo? Is it a little character again walking around?
Yeah, it's a little character. It seems because it's got that color element, it looks more animated than just a silhouette.
Right.
And the animation is really fluid.
Cartoony. Not as cartoony. Like the Limbo character had a very kind of like a hand-drawn cartoony feel to him, even though he was only black and white. Whereas in Inside, I would say it seems more, more modern, I guess, is the better way to put it, instead of just a kind of cartoony hand-drawn. If you've played Limbo, Robin, you will immediately feel comfortable and at home with Inside.
I played it twice, so I just held off buying it because I know I'm going away, so I wouldn't have time to get it completed. There was another one on the pile. I was restrained. Hear that, Fraser? I was restrained in the shop.
I didn't buy it. Divorce. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Inside, you know what? I would recommend this game to anybody unless you are very much like you don't enjoy kind of solving puzzle, platformy kind of games. Then this is not your kind of game.
Yeah.
If you are just like, I only like playing shooters, that's my game, then you may not enjoy this. But if you did like Limbo, if you do like, the Banjo Kazooies, the Mario type games out there, I would think this would be well worth the play.
Some of the puzzles as well. Sometimes you think, well, how the hell am I supposed to get there without them dogs getting me or that killing me? And it takes you a few goes, trial and error, and then it just clicks, it falls into place, and you think, I've got to do that. And when you do it, it's a really good feeling. Have you come across that creature in the water yet?
Let's not talk about any of this. No. So just understand.
That's not a spoiler, is it?
I think they're all spoilers that you just been through.
Sorry.
This game is not long enough. This game to me is not long enough to talk about any kind of like potential puzzles. Let's just stay away from that.
Apologies. I did try to say it without details. So.
Bastard. Ruining it for people.
Sorry. I've done a Stew Fowler, haven't I?
We won't talk about the aliens.
Isn't that really a spoiler?
Yeah.
It's not a spoiler.
Yeah. So I won't mention Godzilla comes down and eats everybody.
Not at all.
But yeah, it's really good. Really good. Very good puzzle elements. Very rewarding. Really beautiful to look at.
Yeah, it is. And again, they pulled it off just like with Limbo. It's so simplistic in its presentation, but it is just stunning when you see it in motion. So I think we've gushed about this enough. Mark, anything else you wanted to touch on before we move over to...
No, just that and the challenge we had with the True School guys, but we've covered that. So yeah, that's me done.
I know. I still can't believe they even got a win on their side. I mean, talk about that, the Rocket League stuff, so close. I mean, just maybe 1, 5, 10 goals away, and we would have taken that, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. So for me, Inside, XCOM, I've gone back to try and play another round of Impossible. I laughed a little bit though. I think I was, I don't know, maybe it's super tired, but so, my previous run of XCOM on Impossible difficulty, it came to a stunning halt when all of the nations basically left my council and I lost. Which is good because, I mean, that's the canon ending for XCOM 2, by the way. So it's the humans lose the fight against the aliens. So I did what I was supposed to do. But, of course, I wanted to try out some things. I had heard that there are some hidden, hidden characters in XCOM. So if you put in like Ken Levine, you will get a super decked out soldier.
All right.
If you just take one of the characters and change his name to Ken Levine, it will automatically supposedly give you this character. I don't know if that's in the console versions or not.
Right.
I was trying to start up another Impossible play, but it proved impossible. My squad, I could not keep them alive multiple times on that first mission. They just kept getting killed, and I was just like, I don't know how I got through the first time. But
I've
think
heard
the
when
first
you put
time
in Murphy's Law, you get Kim Jong-un.
Quite possible. Yes, a tyrant dictator. I forgot, Bob, and I thought you were fired. Weren't you fired?
Or just last week? If you put Greg DeLacy, you get Colonel Gaddafi.
Yeah. Sons of bitches. All right. So XCOM, I will get back into that probably a little later, though, because I'm actually going to fire up Banner Saga 2. I'm ignoring you now, Robin. I am going to fire up Banner Saga 2. That'll be my next play, as well as Hawken. So
I played a tutorial on this. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't know this game, it is a mech combat arena game. Originally, this was an XBLA game back on the 360.
Was it?
And they realized, yeah, it was supposed to come out on the Xbox 360, and they realized the Xbox 360 was not going to be able to make this game do what they wanted it to do. So they made the shift to PC, pulled it out of the XBLA program, and they had created it up in PC, and it became a free-to-play game on PC, and they have now brought it back to the Xbox One as well as the PS4, and apparently they've made some really good tweaks on the console version. But if you've been wanting a mech combat game, this is a great game to pick up. Will give you that similar kind of feel to, I think, Titanfall. But it's just mech combat. You don't have the pilots mixed into it, nor do you have kind of the bots. It's all versus multiplayer.
But I'd heard something about that. Is that going to be a VR title somewhere? Is that the one? No, Hawken? No? No, maybe not.
I don't know if there's... I think you're thinking of Rigs on the PlayStation 4.
Maybe. Sorry, yeah. I just thought of something odd there as well. When you're saying you're playing your Alien Domination game, and I'm playing South Park, there's that backwards compatible thing. That's kind of cool. That's a nice feature. Where would it come into play? But it is a brill. It's a nice feature.
It's been a great kind of addition for those that are taking advantage of it. So that's me. That's me done.
Have you seen what's on the Xbox One game store, Greg? The pre-orders?
I have seen XCOM 2 on the pre-orders.
Yeah. It's on the UK store. It's a big banner right at the top, XCOM 2. Huh?
I'm paying special attention to that.
Yeah.
That will happen in our future.
Sorry, Greg, to go back to XCOM again. For people like me that, again, played a bit of it, a bit like South Park, and went, this isn't for me. I mean, is there an easy route into it?
I think the easy route into it is when you fire it up, put it on easy mode.
I'm playing it on easy, and it's still a challenge, but it's really good.
It will be a challenge, and it's okay for you to lose soldiers. That's the other thing that a lot of people, like, they get frustrated because they're like, if my players die, I get frustrated by it. But you're going to continuously recruit soldiers into your army. You will lose people. They will die. And I would say, the two things that really endear me to this game are, one, the fact that you do lose them, they die, and it's permanent. But that you can rename them and make them names of people that you know. Because once you're playing with groups of, it's like you're playing with your friends. I've got Mark, I've got Mark Wright. I've got Nicole Radowski. I've got Robin Tate. You all actually died, by the way.
Game of Thrones, I can come back. It struck me like it's like very like chess. You move.
It's tactical.
You've got a special move that can, like a knight that can go sideways and a special move. And it struck me as a very, very tactical game for intelligent people. And that's why I just don't understand why you like it so much.
I'm not that intelligent, and I can play it, and I love it, so...
I think you just slammed the man. I love that.
Yeah. Going to be fired again. So it is tactical, but the thing that sets it apart from a game like chess is that while all of the characters kind of have that rock paper scissor in a way approach, there's always every shot you take in the game, and for the computer AI as well, it's all percentage based, which means
it's like a dice roll, isn't it? Yeah,
it's a dice roll. So sometimes, even though you're sitting next to a character and you've got a 94% chance to hit them, every once in a while you won't hit them. And what's different about this game versus, say, other games like trying to think of some of the shooters out there that have done like the RPG elements, The Division. Well, it's a prime example. Like, you're shooting, you're pouring bullets into them, and they may not be dying. And you're like, all those bullets should be hitting and causing damage. And that's frustrating. Whereas in XCOM, it happens. And because you know the reason why it happened, that's XCOM, and it's okay. That's the way it is. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
And you just swear a lot of the screen when it happens.
Oh yeah,
and you call them all the names under the sun.
But it's great you're on that last moment where you're like, I need to take this guy out, and if I don't, I'm screwed. And I've got a 25% chance to take the shot, but I've got to take the shot, otherwise I'm done for. And you take that shot, and you make it, and you're just like, this is great. So
Yeah, and there's a lot of development in it as well, Robin, where you'll collect the weapon fragments from the aliens, you'll collect the bodies from the aliens, and then back at your base camp, that's a whole new minigame on its own. It's developing and researching. You can create like laser weapons and plasma weapons, which give up more increased damage. You can create better armor. There's all that side of it as well, and it's such a good game.
I'm sold.
Yeah, it's a really good game.
It is a deep game.
And for free, can't beat free.
Yeah, well, there's two that I need to go back to. I need to go back to that, and I need to go back to Halo Wars, which I've had and never really finished again. So those are two on the backwards compatible thing that deserve my time.
They do deserve
my time. Yeah. Got a new camera.
Wrong camera, yes.
Halo Wars.
All right, let's talk some news real quick. So we did have some things that popped off over the week. So ESPN2 is going to be televising the Street Fighter V finale.
When's that? Let me get that in my calendar. Yeah.
I didn't bother with it, but I just thought this was important to note just because, you know, it's video game competitions creeping their way into, you know, what is widely considered a very popular sports network. And so it just, you know, is that one step further of, you know, competitive gaming getting some credibility as a sports competition. And I still don't know how I feel about that. I still don't think I buy into it. But, you know, I'm happy to see video gaming getting better coverage with you know, things like ESPN.
When I hear that Overwatch has now topped the MOBA type thing in South Korea, is now the top game there in their charts. So it's
funny because I know Nicole, you have Overwatch, but none of us have like jumped onto the bandwagon.
No, we haven't touched it at all. No.
It's a lot of fun though.
Yeah, my son's got it. He plays a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Too many games. Not enough time.
Yeah.
Also true. The BioShock collection is official and it's coming on September 13th. But it will be a full $60. I thought that was kind of asking a lot.
But you look how many games you're getting, though.
Yeah. I wonder where the money goes to for that.
I don't know.
Who owns the licenses for those now? When the company's closed down.
Take Two.
Take Two on them now, yeah?
Yeah.
I would love to play. I played all of them. Yeah. But the only one that I want to play again would be one.
Two was good, but
it was more BioShock. But one was the seminal piece, not the seminal fluid, the seminal piece. and I would love to go back and play that again. The first time you came across a big daddy, the sound, the atmosphere, everything about that. The first time you had to either take Adam or not take Adam, you know, that was fantastic.
The little freaky little sisters.
So,
this will be hard for me not to buy this because I love BioShock.
At full price, that would be hard for you not to buy?
Yeah.
I'm very curious.
I'm going to struggle. I'm going to struggle to not buy this.
Is it four games?
Isn't it four games?
Yeah.
One, two, three?
I think it's three plus the Minerva Den.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hear that's one. Now, I've never played that, and I hear that's one of the best DLCs ever.
Richard Primrose highly rated Minerva's Den. But the first BioShock game is one of my all time favourite games ever, and I love that game. So,
You've got to think, Mark, like in a couple of months, it'll be £30.
I know. That's what. And I said that with Uncharted 4, didn't I? That I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
And then. Yeah. But at least
you said that about Doom, and look what's happening with that.
No, but we are waiting for Doom. Doom's going on sale soon in the sale.
Yeah.
but the thing with Uncharted 4 was the spoilers. I didn't want to get it spoiled because I love the franchise. BioShock, obviously, I've played them all, so there's no spoilers there. So I can afford to wait for that, I suppose.
I've got to say, with Uncharted, I haven't finished it yet. I haven't played any more since the last time I talked about it. But I still haven't heard any spoilers for it yet? So people are being quite restrained, or maybe I'm just not looking for them. But
there were some assholes straight away on Twitter and Facebook spoiling the shit out of it in the first few days.
Speaking of assholes on Twitter, Nicole, can we give a shout out to our chat viewers?
Nice segue,
Greg. Interesting segue.
Oh, I love you people. Come on.
I don't know who that is.
That's okay.
CSNs, Martin, Soul Brother, Step J, Viva La Pedros. We had Fraser in there. We had...
Canada representing. Post-Canada yes. Day holiday
we had,
hangover.
We had McCarnage
in there.
Hashtag Crushgate.
Dorian
yes.
is in there too.
Yeah, and we had... oh, yeah. Well, who did you say? What was his name?
Carnage.
McCarnage.
Carnage 80.
Carnage yeah. was in there. Yeah, Soul Brother.
He's my mate.
Yep, I think that's
all right.
Our small list. I wasn't really sorry.
I know. I threw that on you, spur of the moment. You know, it was that
it wasn't
excellent
for
segue.
That one. Sorry.
That's okay. Let's dive back into the news. So there's been some delays on the Fallout 4 mod component for the PlayStation 4. They've now said that they're delaying its rollout into the beta. And it seems to be centered around the issue that for some reason, PlayStation 4 is limiting the file size on the mods to 900 megabytes. And so that's causing problems. And so no Fallout 4 mods yet. But hopefully, they'll get that corrected. Maybe get Sony to lift the cap on that and they can roll that out for the PlayStation 4 version.
Just go ahead and question to you guys.
They're a Greek. Great company. They'll get that sorted. Yeah. Sorry, Martin.
Just quick question to you guys. Because me and Greg's got Fallout 4. I don't know if you've got it, Robin and Nicole. But
yeah.
Would you
yeah.
actually install any mods on that game?
Not until I finish the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. Although I'm not terribly chuffed about the whole achievement part of it. So
yeah.
I know achievements get deactivated when you have a mod installed.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I might check out a mod and then uninstall it and go back to playing it. I don't know. It all depends on the mods, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, the lingerie mod, obviously, going to have to check that out.
It's funny, as console players, how we're attached to trophies and achievements, where the PC guys don't seem to have the same tie-in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are precious.
I think a large part of that also is because on PC, you can enable like cheat engines and basically get around the Steam achievements and things like that. And you can basically get them all without doing anything. It seems like that code has been cracked and it has really devalued the whole achievement system on PC.
Yeah, well, they need those mods because they just can't play games. So,
all right, last little piece of news. So Nintendo... went on record saying that they purposely did not show the NX at E3. Now, I pulled this story from Joystick. So they said, away from the media's eyes, they had an investor call. And basically, there were some very frank questions that started getting asked. And a few more of the insights were gleaned from the responses from Nintendo. According to Nintendo's Shigeru Miyamoto, the company didn't show off the NX because it feared copycats if it revealed the console so far in advance of the launch. So this kind of throws out two things to me that like rise to the top. One, copycatting of Nintendo console, when has that ever happened? I just don't buy into that. Plus, so far in advance of launch, aren't they supposed to be launching like either this fall or early March? I mean, I don't know. This just seemed very odd to me.
Yeah, it all smells a bit to me. Yeah.
He further went on to clarify through an interview with the AP. He said there's an idea that we're working on. That's why we can't share anything at this point. And I don't want to comment on the other companies. If it was just a matter of following advancements in technology, things would be coming out a lot quicker. This screams to me that Nintendo is going to be coming up with another
wacky thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Either that or they still don't know what they're going to do yet.
That
I'm
going to
go
strong
with that one. Have a
strong possibility. Strong yeah. possibility. All right. Well, that was the news from the week. Again, not a lot happening this week. You know, post E3, all the news pretty much was already out there. But thankfully, we have trivia. Yes.
Oh, it's back.
Johnson.
Yay. Yes. Are we on season
trivia
two?
Back. We do have season two. Nicole, did you get your shirt finally?
Yes. I told you that. I got my
shield. I was hoping you might have it nearby.
But I'm not getting up to go get it.
That's okay. That's okay. Nicole did get her trophy. But Nicole did get a season one champion jersey, shirt, I should say, not jersey. So, Mark, that is something that she will be able to hold over your head forever. yeah. Also, I think she might be taller than you. I could be wrong.
I think I am, too.
All right. Here we go. Trivia season two officially kicking off. Robin, you are in on the ground floor, which means currently right now you are tied with everybody.
And hey, that's the good news. I'm tied for the lead. Yeah.
Yep. And depending on how you guys answer, you never know. Maybe you do just take the lead out of the gates. So here we go. Two questions, starting with the first one. And I'll have you guys type your answers into our notes, and then I will let you know who got the correct answer. So, first question. In the original Dishonored, the protagonist is named Corvo. What is his last name? In the original Dishonored, the protagonist is named Corvo. What is his last name? And, oh dear God, I have to read these. Is it A, Dorif? B, Atano, C, Caldwin, D, Havelock. Dishonored protagonist Corvo, what is his last name? Is it Dorif, Atano, Caldwin, or Havelock?
I can't remember. It's pure guess.
I only know him as Corvo. And I know the girl in who you sort of the Empress who you have to save, and I know her name for the next one, but jeez. Right, I'm ready. I'm going to guess this. I'm going to do Nicole.
All right.
One,
two, three.
Boop.
All right. So we have two answers that are the same and one answer that is different. And I would like for – I'm going to read these out to the listeners because I think this is rather interesting. So in our show notes, we have a section for our trivia, and everybody's names are in there. And, of course, we have Nick for Nicole. Then we have Mark the Cunt and Rob the Bastard.
We are Game of Thrones fans.
Game of Thrones is infecting everything. Yes. So Nicole and the Bastard both answered B, and the Cunt answered D.
Should I answer C?
The correct answer is B, which means Nicole and Robin are correct.
Look at how Robin's got one.
Suck it, Mark. Suck my salted chuck.
Oh, that's not what Pretzels. I wanted to hear. Yes. All right. Next trivia question. Here we go. Who is the voice actor of Batman in Batman Arkham Knight? Is it A, Troy Baker, B, Matthew Mercer, C, Kevin Conroy, or D, Nolan North?
Jason
Who
Johnson.
Is the voice actor?
I hate you.
Batman in Batman Arkham Knight.
Oh, fuck.
A, Troy Baker. B, Matthew Mercer. C, Kevin Conroy. Or D, shit. Nolan North.
God, what's that?
I know who plays the Joker.
yeah, everybody knows that, but nobody knows the other one.
Sorry. Say them quickly again, please.
Right. Voice actors for Batman in Batman Arkham Knight. Troy Baker. Mm-hmm. Matthew Mercer, Kevin Conroy, Nolan North. I need your answers in 1, 2, and 3, please. All right. So we have Nicole said A, and then the Cunt and the Bastard both said C.
Whoa.
The correct answer is C.
Yay. Yeah. I knew it wasn't Nolan North, and I knew it wasn't Troy Baker.
So what we have here...
That was a guess.
Is an insane situation.
Robin's winning.
Nicole and Mark both tied, and Robin in the lead.
Oh, Wheels. I've taken my inspiration from Wheels.
Yeah! well done, Robin. Well done, Mark and Nicole both. That was excellent. And Jason Johnson, of course, thank you as always. We really do appreciate
Do you mean at the end of the first week, I am in the lead?
You are in the lead, and I believe you go on holiday next week.
Yeah,
where you're hosting, and you'll be hosting.
Well, there's a bunch of. We're not going to be on for a bunch of it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting this season. It's going to be interesting.
So when does the season end, Greg? Is it at the end of the year or Christmas time?
This will be end of year. Yeah, yeah. So we've got some time.
Cool.
But there will be some. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Nicole, could you walk us through the games that we could look forward to playing next week?
Okay, our releases for July 2nd through, sorry, I had the thing down too far, so the 8th. July 2nd through 8th. I could tell that was a 2. Couldn't tell what the other one was. Sorry. Have mercy on my soul today. The Banner Saga 2 for PS4. July 5th. Energy Hook, PS4. Fury, PS4 and PC. Lost Sea, PS4. Rocket League Collector's Edition. Retail on Xbox One, PS4 and PC. Romance of the Three Kingdoms 13 for PS4 and PC. The Room 2. For PC, Castle Storm, Rift, and Gear VR, and that begins July 7th.
Odd to hear Rift and VR games being announced now.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Inside will be released also on July 7th for PC. The Lion Song, Episode 1, Silence for PC. Nurse Love Addiction for
that
PC.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Tri-Zeal Remix for PC, and that does it for July 7th. And then beginning on July 8th is Carmageddon Max Damage on Xbox One, PS4, and Hawken on Xbox One and PS4. And that does it for July 2 through 8.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, Hawken actually released early, as well as Banner Saga 2, I should say. Both of those games actually released early.
Unfortunate name, Hawken. I mean, it's like something like you're clearing your throat.
Robin, actually, why don't you walk us through the monthly freebies, if you would?
Oh, my God, the freebies you have this month. It's just fabulous, darlings. It really is. For Xbox One, you've got The Crew, which is really, really, really brilliant, but really, really broken. Yes. And you have that from the 16th of June to the 15th of July. So get in and get your crew on. The Banner Saga 2, a fantastic tale of knights and bards told in a fantastic way. It's not dissimilar to Telltale, but different enough to be exciting. It's all available for you to play between the 1st and the 31st of July. And then we have something called Tumblestone. And Tumblestone, again, is available from halfway through the month of July until the middle of August. And I'm sure it's exciting and wonderful.
It'll but of be course, shit.
backwards compatibility, it's here. And if you haven't played Rainbow Vegas 6, or 6 Vegas, as some people like to call it, 2. It's wonderful shooting people in the middle of a casino. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Fighting helicopters at the end. It's a fabulous game for you and your friends. Up to 4 people can play and be cooperative with each other. Fabulous. Unfortunately, Tron Revolution, maybe not up to speed. But again, if you're a Tron fan, you may want to get your Neon on. And it's available from the 16th to the 31st. And their backwards compatibility is there. PS Plus, of course, for July is another matter altogether. We have Fury for the PS4, the terrible, the horrible, the not worth your time, Saints Row, Garrett of Hell, not worth a download. Call of Juarez, another matter, Bound in Blood for PS3 is a great game. And I would, if you're dying for some Red Dead Redemption, Call of Juarez is the thing to do.
of course, if you have a problem with your body size, the next game maybe should be avoided, and it's called Fat Princess. It's a PS3 game, but I would give it a go anyway just to see what it's like. Or Shikika Tainted Bloodlines for the Vita and Prince of Persia Revelation for the PS Vita are things that I will be taking with me to play on my holidays when I'm in my Speedos on the beach. That's my friends, is the free games for the months of June and July for the Xbox and the PlayStation consoles. I hope you enjoy them greatly.
Just to let you know, Greg, in the chat, in the Twitch chat, Robin's actually typed in, "I can't feel my legs." I
believe it.
His wish is taking effect.
Yes.
That was excellent, Robin. Now. Well done.
Yes. Thank you for that, Robin. I will not forget this.
The thespian came out at me there. Yeah.
It's not the only thing that came out.
I didn't know you were a lesbian.
Images of you in a Speedo now are haunting me. In terms of community stuff going on,
just wait the next week until you start to see the photographs on WhatsApp.
I will be leaving groups. I see this in my future. Forza 6, there is a racing league that's been going on for quite some time, actually. If you ever want to hook up with the track guys and the G4TE guys and do some racing, reach out to @TheHenwood. He'll hook you up. I believe you can also reach out to @ParsnipNose3000. He also can hook you up. And currently, I guess they are doing the BTC racing every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. UK, which is 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the Pacific Coast, and 4 o'clock if you get home early enough from work on the Eastern Seaboard. You can play with these guys. We have victories achieved. Mark, I'm spreading the love today. Yep. I'm spreading the love. So victory's achieved. Walk us through why we should care about this, and then tell us who recently has got a victory achieved.
So victory's achieved is our quarterly competition. What you do is when you complete a game, you take a selfie with the game credits in the background of the achievement or trophy of that said game completed as proof. And then you tweet that picture along with the hashtag victory achieved and the name of the game you've played to @g4te.com. You have to spell the dot, so it's @g4te.com, and our lovely Bongo Vasane will retweet that and enter you into the prize draw for that quarter. And the more entries you've got, the more chance you have of your name getting pulled out of a hat. The current competition runs up to the end of August, and you can win $20, which is equivalent of £15 for PSN, Xbox Live or Steam. And this week's winners who have completed the games are Teflon12, who's finished Fire Emblem Birthright, Stulek52, who's finished Rise of a Tomb Raider, great game, Stu, well done, Caliburn M, who finished Killzone Shadowfall, I still need to finish that, Chini1985 has finished the wonderfully beautiful Inside. Steffi Business has finished Life is Strange. Hell of good.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it, though?
Yeah. Oh, just a bit. And AdamsKD86, Kyle Adams, has finished South Park, The Stick of Truth. So for each of those people, you get this special little jingle.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved.
And Robin, do you want to explain about your special little extra life bit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So as you just complete some games, I've got a little thing going on the side where I'm giving some money to Extra Life, extra-life.org. It's a 24-hour gaming marathon, and it's money that goes to sick kids in hospitals, and you can decide the hospital that you want that money to go towards. The way it works is you complete a full game, I give you a point, or a DLC or an Android or iOS game, I'll give you half a point. And it's up
also
to me,
known really. As a Gary game.
Yeah, a Gary game. Well, not so much anymore. So so far we've had 207.5 points, which means I'm going to give 207 $6.50 to Extra Life come October time. And at the end of it, the winner of this will win a custom Overseas Connection t-shirt and a mug. And this week, something very special has happened. Mm-hmm. Out of the 46 people that have scored so far, the top five looks like this. Last week, it had Amras 89 on the top with 26.5 points. But this week, Caliburn has moved into the lead of 27 points. Amras is now in second for the first time, I think, this year. Companion yep. Cube sits on third. John Mouse is there on 12.5. And Kyle Adams is still ticking away there on 11.5. Congratulations, Callum Byrne, for taking the lead.
I think that's because Gary's hooked on Minecraft with us lot at the moment.
Yeah, looks like it. When you hear this, Amaris, we need a fight. Fight. And for the first time ever, Stu Lucky has entered this victory achieved competition as well. So welcome to you to that chart. So well done, Callum Byrne. And please support it. I would love to be able to say by the end of September, and you just need to get at it, there's going to be at least $300 there that it's going to go to my Extra Life account. I really would love to see that. So
I'm hoping it hits like 1,000.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't mind. If it goes to 1,000, fantastic.
I know you
absolutely
know.
Brilliant. You know, it's good. You know, yeah, it's costing me a bob or two, but what the hell?
And you're an absolute legend for doing it, Robin. Absolute legend.
No. Well,
you are.
Stop,
Mark.
No, he is, isn't it? Offering to donate all his own money to do that.
Yeah. I know. Actually, we didn't read the subtext though. It's 250 Russian rubles.
Ugandan dollars.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, it's costing me more and more money as the days go by because dollar and sterling are getting closer together.
Exit.
Hell. Yeah.
So. All right.
Even the Canadian dollar is going to be worth more than pound soon.
Oh, that's when you know you're in trouble. And the Canadian dollar actually means something. All right. Let us wrap things up. So if you want to be part of the conversation, you want to come watch us as we're recording live every Saturday, just jump over to your browser, type in live.g4te.com, or just go to the Twitch channel and look for G4TE under Twitch, and you'll find our page. And we're here every Saturday at 11 p.m. UK, 6 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. on the West Coast. If you want to ever send an email to the show, you can email us at podcast@g4te.com. You can tweet us at @OC_podcast, or you can visit our Facebook group. We have quite a few people out there on Facebook doing their thing. We do have a donation page. It is just for the prize fund. We don't ask for money for the show itself. So if you ever want to contribute towards the prize funds that we do for the different competitions, that's one thing. But we're not asking. It's not a Patreon. It's not anything like that. We do this for free because we want to. We like the community that much. All right. We will make podcasts great again. That's my tyrant speech. Sorry. All right. Leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher or YouTube. You can also check out the latest race. I believe it's finally up on YouTube. We posted up some videos of the Forza 6 race on our G4TE challenge. Channel. That was challenging to say, channel. And I think that's really kind of it. So let's do some shout outs and let's get out of here. I'll start off real quickly. The True Skill guys. Got us to send some love to them, and I want to make sure we send love to Dorian being back in the mix, and I want to say thank you to the three of you for making the show, because I know it's not always easy making it. We pretty much try not to skip any weeks, so it can be a challenge at times, but you guys all rose to the occasion. You're here, and I think at this point I will say, Robin, why don't you go next?
Yeah, okay. Well, again, I want to shout out Dorian. Great to hear your voice. Well, I did hear your voice, actually, because on WhatsApp. You left some messages, but I'm glad to hear you're on the mend, and you and your family deserve happiness. So I want to shout out Hardly Dan as well. I know he's been going through some tough times. So we always shout out to members of our community that's going through some tough times. And if you know Hardly Dan, send him a message and tell him you're supporting him and hoping he gets on the mend soon too, because he's got a physical illness rather than Dorian's. Yeah, well, you know, Dorian, flip me.
Dorian, he was going through the transition counseling.
Yeah,
the sex thing.
Yeah.
No, but on a serious note, though, because I've suffered from it in the past and I still do now and again. There shouldn't be that stigma for mental illness. There should not be any stigma at all. It's a real illness and it can debilitate people. So I'm glad he's on the mend. So I just wanted to get that out of there.
I would also like to shout out Pilch Reed. I don't hate to advertise for Pilch, but there you go. Look, I done a show with Pilch Reed a week or so ago.
Yes, you bloody did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And the idea behind Pilch's show is he's taking famous personalities in broadcasting.
You mean delusional?
Yes, I have to apologize to Pilch for taking over, which I kind of did, because he let me loose. And once I started down that slippery slope, it sort of
Were you drinking whiskey on that podcast?
No, I wasn't. I was completely sober.
And you are definitely fired.
And everything that I said was out of love. It was a bit of fun, and I'm sure you understand that.
If you haven't
listened to Pilchards and Cream and you want to hear me at my absolute worst, I haven't listened to that. I believe next week he's tackling a very serious guest. He has a paedophile who has now changed his ways and wanted to come on and talk about his life in gaming and how that has changed things. I think his gamer tag is Viva Lapido. And he's from True Spill
Games. No, you didn't just go there. You didn't just do that.
So, you know, if you want something heartfelt, I would listen to that next time around. Also, I just want to put a little shout out to a thing called KinderCare. KinderCare.co.uk. And KinderCare is a fostering agency. I'm a foster care, a responsible gentleman like myself. So if you've got a spare bedroom and you want to think about maybe fostering, shout me up sometime and I'll talk about it. It's been some part of our lives here for about 10 or 11 years. So kindercare.co.uk. And if you want to learn anything about or hear anything about fostering and how it affects us as a family, shout me up at Bongo the Sane, and you'll get me there on Xbox Live and on Twitter and everywhere else. So
I'm just make one quick point of clarification. Yeah. There was no intention at all for Robin to be mentioning a pedophile and KinderCare within the same allotted amount of time.
Okay. Yeah, that's my life. That's my world.
I was like,
where is this going?
Look, Mark. And Nicole, lovely to be podcasting with you again. And Greg, I am now away for a few weeks, but I will be back. I'm back in the country on the 21st of July, and I believe that weekend coming, I'm back on a Wednesday, I think that is, Tuesday, Wednesday. That weekend coming, I am hosting, and I'm quite sure that microphones may be harmed during that time. One thing that I have to say, and I know the people in the chat have been wondering, for the last few weeks, Greg, we've been watching those balloons behind you.
Yes.
How are they still up?
It's
those
amazing.
Balloons go down in like a week.
Those
balloons.
Been
up for like 2 months now or a month.
Since Father's Day. Those are my Father's Day balloons. Yeah. And they will stay there until they finally – my guess is this week they might die. But they've been hanging strong. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'm letting them stay.
Okay.
They will stay up there as long as they can.
Anyway, okay. Right, guys, have a great gaming week. And Nicole.
Yes. I get to talk? Thanks.
Yeah, it was like we were listening to Pilchers and Cream all over again.
I know. Ooh, I get to talk? No. Definitely True Skills for listening to me cuss a lot during words. And that's a statement.
The phrase... I fucking told you so was better multiple times.
I fucking hate that game. Oh my god. I suck at it.
That was so funny, huh?
Oh no, and then my favorite, because I'm going to just might as well embarrass myself here. When we actually started playing with all of us mixed together, and I said something about my sucking in the goal area. Like, I'll be right there. Boys, yeah. Appreciate it. So, yeah. No, because I said I sucked balls. That's what it was. Yeah. That's a goal. Yeah, like, throw myself under that bus. So, anyway. But these guys were really good at dealing with my... very savory mouth when it comes to playing games that I'm not very good at or skilled. And to you guys and our chatters, which I do want to mention, Kyle showed up. So, hi, Kyle.
Hey.
He's been in there. Yep, True Skills showed up too, so we're good.
Oh, no, and, the gauntlet has been thrown. I'm sure they've, like... unselecting follow our podcast or quitting everything right now, calling us names on Twitter.
And then, yes, Robin, please enjoy Florida. I really want to try and make it down that direction, but we'll see.
God, come on. It's a really short drive.
13 hours. So
yeah.
That's a short drive for the U.S., isn't it?
Well, that's about 12 just to get out of the state of Texas. So I think it could be 13. Yeah. Never know. And then I know there was more. Oh, to wish the Americans that listen a happy 4th of July. No, that's the British. Sorry. I'm going to throw that out there too.
You know, you guys could think of it this way. It's our Independence Day, but it's also like a parent's, like your son finally moved out of the house.
There you go.
Think of it that way.
Yes, your son, Sam. Uncle Sam, federal government. Anyway, yeah. All right. So, thank you guys, and that's it. I'm done.
Marcus,
it looks like me next. I want to shout out the True Skill guys. Last night was an absolute hoot. A lot of fun, a lot of laughter going on, a lot of swearing, and a lot of banter, friendly banter, and it was great. And I hope we do it again soon. A shout out to Dorian. Glad to hear him back on the interwebs. It's surprising how you miss someone when they go quiet for a bit. You really miss them. You don't realise until they're gone. But yeah, so really glad to have Dorian back. I want to shout out Mojang. Get your fucking shit together. We're sick of losing stuff in our realms. And hurry up and get the Xbox One on the realms. Over to you, Greg.
All right. Well, I think we're at that point. We're going to call it a day. So thanks for listening. Tune in next week. And if you are catching this on iTunes or Stitcher or any podcast app that you listen to us on, remember you can join us live every Saturday, live.g4te.com. And that's it. Mark, why don't you kick up some music and we will put this thing to bed.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Which means back to resizing all of the pictures. It doesn't sound like he's actually getting whiskey. It sounds like he's destroying his...
It sounds like he's throwing a few more hamsters in the wheel.
All right, the popping of the cork it makes me slightly jealous.
Yeah, this was 10-year-old malt, which is probably 20-year-old malt now. I'm doing my best to try and get the camera to get my best angle, but I've no makeup on because it was so clearly blah, 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 blah. Cheers, bastards.
Yeah, no kidding. I only heard that for like a brief moment.
Hey, I see that restraining orders work tonight, Mark. And your camera is brilliant, by the way. You are gorgeous.
Yeah.
You are beautiful this evening. Yeah. I can see every bit of stubble in your face. It's fabulous.
No, not a big deal. So there you go.
I'm away for a while, guys. I'll be in contact.
Thank fucking God. I mean, that is going to be awesome.
And we'll see how.
You're already winning the trivia. You're not allowed on for a couple of weeks now.
No, now he doesn't want. Now that he's in the lead, he's like, oh, crap, I can't go.
Buy one of these. It's called a tank top.
Oh, no.
Tank top, not a goddamn vest.
No, I have to shape my back and everything before
it goes. It's an American. Oh, shit. All right. We are done.